Could I ask Mr. Willard a question?
Sure.
Bill?
Could I?
He has a question for you.
Thanks, Bill. Get you, make you walk around a bit.
Bill Willard, 436 Front Street.
Mr. Willard, what we're discussing here, how does that fit for tribal government? How does that fit for your guys' vision? Because what I'm afraid of is we may be heading down paths that you guys aren't interested in heading down.
Well, you know, I was just discussing that with Lisa. For us, I'm not sure where we're going to build. I explained to P&Z that our plan is, my first step, after this is approved, I would have to get a NEPA process done to approve it, to spend our money on it. So that involved me to get federal highways up here. I'll probably bring an engineer with him too, just to look at the problem. But that would be the first step. But then, you know, if we go through the negotiations for a price with Lisa and say we are going to purchase it, then I would hire probably a landscape engineer to come in to find the best suitable place to put this facility. So I'm not sure where that would be, depending on what the grounds are there. So if we intrude too far into that 50-foot, closer to Bruce's property, then we get infringed with the 50-foot buffer. We have to move it. So, I mean, that's not what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
Well, I mean...
25-foot, that's it, you want?
Yes, I am. And, you know, with all practical purposes, there probably will be more of a nap where we put that facility, just looking at the piece of property. But, you know, it all depends on the landscape engineers, so.
Well, with the forget winds like we had last night, there's not going to be a 50-foot buffer within our lawn.
Any other questions?
No.
Thank you.
You want to add language or you want me to?
I want you.
You're really new.
Okay.
Put your lawyer hat on.
Yeah, Madam Clerk, I'd like to add some language to that motion, please.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you making an amendment to the amendment?
I'm making an amendment to the amendment, okay. Please. That the 50-foot buffer along the property line adjacent lot B is reduced to 25 feet.
I'm going to stop you. Sorry. Because right now you have the amendment for number 3 to make it a 25-foot buffer.
Okay, that will be contingent upon review of the site plan by planning and zoning and approval of said site plan. I don't want to say anything more because I don't want to hone it in, but they have to decide what they will do. Does that make sense? Is that
by
good
planning
enough?
And zoning.
By planning and zoning.
You have a second on that?
Second.
Been moved and second. Is there any discussion on the amendment to the amended motion?
Okay. Your parents, Mayor? Bill, can you make a please?
We want to get this right.
Yeah, we want to get this right. Absolutely. So basically, I mean, I understand what Mr. Shoemaker is saying, okay? I mean, I get math really good. So you put 50 foot there and you're losing a lot of property, okay? And basically, from what I understand, what you're saying is if you're going to, if because right now how this amendment to the amendment is going, we're going to say, yeah, let's approve this, but if plan zoning comes back and says we want to put the 50 foot there anyways, from what I understand, you probably kind of may not want the property if you're going to lose 50 foot by 465 feet.
Well, I did the math on it already. That's a quarter of an acre right there.
Yeah.
So the extra 25 feet along that strip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're basically, if we amend this to where they could actually come back and say, okay, we're going to do it, your plans are going to be on hold until they decide whether they're going to give you the 25 feet or the 50. Is that?
This process is going to be slowed down. I can see that. I mean, you know, because we've got to wait till we get the site plan, and that's going to take a little time in itself.
Right.
So to get that far down the road, then be faced with a different issue. So I, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not going to say yea or nay, but, you know,
Right.
put something in the whole deal.
And I appreciate that. I think we've gone from inside storage to 50 feet all the way around this property to the potential of 50 feet on one property line. I think the borough assembly is trying to support this as much as we possibly can while still respecting Mr. Smith's, you know, property. And I, you know, I kind of also empathize with Bruce that if it was me and I had bought a property and all of a sudden there was going to be a, you know, I would be concerned too. But I would think that given, I mean, I don't know if I haven't walked this property or ever been on it, but I've seen it from the road. I don't know how the consistency is across the property or where best building sites are going to be. But if it was me and this is a good property for you to use, if you can shy away from that property line and maintain that 25 versus a 50, I would think that it's to your advantage. And I do appreciate.
That's what I said. You know,
yeah.
It may turn out, but I'm not sure what the, you know, the once you get the engineer in there to figure out where we put a building, the best suited building. But just from all likelihood looking at it, I would say it would probably go more toward the left gap, Lesnar property. So, you know, but that's not for sure, though.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
No.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment?
I would like the amendments read back to me.
I'm going to read them back as
we
I
have
understand
two
this.
Amendments.
So,
okay.
Of course. So the amendment to the amendment is to add the 50-foot buffer along the property line, lot B, and then to change number 3 to read a 25-foot greenbelt buffers on highway and other adjacent properties?
Well, the rest of the property.
I just think the rest of the property line will be fine, yeah.
Okay, I'll fix that. Contingent upon and approval of site plan by planning and zoning.
Yeah, that's
so what we're saying basically is there's a 50-foot buffer on Bruce Smith's side.
And 25 on
and 25 around the rest of it, put it simply.
Okay, so now my question is then, if we vote on that and we approve all that, now can, back to the same situation, can planning and zoning say, okay, we like the site plan, blah, 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 but we're not going to require the 50-foot anymore because the site plan's all moved over here because like Bill says, he doesn't know exactly where everything's going. There might be a 100-foot buffer there, who knows? And they say, okay, we're not going to require the 50-foot buffer, but we've already approved it on the 50-foot buffer. Is that set in stone, or does it come back to us and we can take the 25-foot buffer back?
Well, it's contingent upon planning and zoning's approval. I would suggest that it comes back to the assembly for final approval.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's typical, but I think that's what should happen.
That's the first amendment that Mark made, correct?
That was the second amendment.
That was the amendment.
That was the
amendment.
But I don't know if the intent of my amendment was captured by that. I'm not saying that I want the 50-foot buffer to remain. I'm saying that the 50-foot buffer would be an option if the planning and zoning decides that that is in the best interest of protecting
yes,
the adjacent
that's
property.
That's what I would like to see.
I think that got mixed up in there.
Okay, so 50-foot buffer along the property line lot B if
planning and zoning determines that it's not protecting
I understand the
adjacent property.
Okay. I can listen to it and I'll make sure that it's
25 unless planning and zoning determines
it needs
to be
25
50.
Unless planning Perfect. And zoning determines it to be 50.
Okay, that's what the amendment is.
Okay.
Not to throw people on the fire here. I guess the question, and I don't know if Bill answered that before, but if under these conditions where it's kind of waiting on something, can he's not going to purchase the property until a certain point in time that he knows for sure this or that. Can he move forward with the site plan and all this other without knowing that?
He has to, but I also appreciate Mr. Willard's issue, which is that the tribe is going to be putting money out to determine this, and then they could come back and say it's a 50, but I don't see how else to do it. we have to know what it looks like in order for them to determine if that buffer's going to go in place. And I just don't see any other way of doing it.
Can you want me to read this back?
Sure.
25-foot buffer unless planning and zoning determines that a 50-foot buffer is required based on the site review or review plan.
50-foot on Bruce Smith.
Next to lot B.
Okay, lot B.
Adjacent to lot B.
So we're going to, if we approve this, we're going to approve it back. I'm making sure this is right. If we're going to approve this, we're going to send it back to planning and zoning, and Bill, the Langley Co-op Association is going to give them a plan, and then they're going to say, okay, we like this, but we're going to give 25 foot, then it's going to come back to us, and we're going to say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And we can change it again now.
And this is saying that you approve it based on that plan and planning and zoning approving that plan, and right, then it'll come back for final approval.
What okay. I would not want to see is a bunch of stipulations attached again. I want to see this thing move. I want right. to see the truck.
Yes, I do too.
And I want to see the tourism be able to get this thing moving and Bruce to get some closure and get it going. I don't want to beat up at planning and zoning anymore. We just want to see a site plan so we know how it's going to lay out if at all possible.
Well, you could do it on a napkin.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
This is on the amendment to the amendment. Okay. Prasanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And the amendment.
Now the amendment.
The main motion. The main motion as amended.
As amended.
Excuse me, no. The amendment.
The amendment.
The amendment. Okay. And this was to remove the require indoor storage.
And the 50.
I'm not going to say the other one because that was already
amended.
Yeah, that's already done. So this was to remove the requirement for the indoor storage.
And the 25.
No, we've already amended that.
I was taking care of the amendment
to the amendment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Oval, please.
Okay. Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And the main motion as amended.
Now maybe the main motion.
As amended.
The
main motion as amended. Okay, so planning and zoning to review and approve the site plan and it's 25-foot green belt buffer unless planning and zoning determines a 50-foot buffer is required along lot B based on the site plan review by planning and zoning. And I'll fix that up. That's gone. That was gone.
Poll vote, please.
Did you want to ask if there was discussion?
Oh, is there any discussion on the main motion?
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be sent back because we just amended that motion. And if it comes back to us and they acquired the 50-foot, if I am right about assembly's powers, we can say, no, we want a 25-foot there. Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, any further? Poll vote, please.
Okay, assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B. Proposed resolution number 01-16-1339, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the fisheries representatives serving on the U.S. Canada Pacific Salmon Commission process. Before we get into that, I'd like to thank everyone that participated tonight for the information. It sure helps.
Yeah, it really does.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Now back to the resolution.
Move to adopt resolution number 01-16-1339.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yeah.
Blake?
Yes.
DeSanto?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the bid received from Island Contractors LLC for the city dock float procurement.
Move to approve the bid received from Island Contractor LLC for the amount not to exceed $44,100 for the dock float procurement project to come from grant funds designated for the city dock project.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
DeSanto?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval for the Wrangell Medical Center to lease equipment from Siemens Healthcare Diagnostics.
Make a motion that we give approval to enter into a 60-month lease with a $1 buyout at the end of the lease with Siemens Healthcare Diagnostics for the monthly amount of $2,635.96 for the Wrangell Medical Center's laboratory department, with funding to come from the current budget for this year and from capital funds for each year thereafter.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Can I? Thanks. The only question that I have on this is, if we can't get more creative about how we do this, I appreciate the leasing, and you know, you're cash strapped right now, so I totally get that. But what I'm wondering about, Jeff, is can we not creatively work up something where the city does a loan to buy this equipment? It would save us almost 5% interest on the life of this lease. Maybe the city does a 2%. I don't know if we can do that interdepartment or whatever, but I hate to see the hospital put out 5% on a lease to own when we could possibly do the same with a payback from the general fund to help them out. To me, that's just a cooperative thing that would potentially help everybody.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Didn't we give them a credit line? Can it be possible we allow you to use the credit line and purchase this equipment outright? Would that...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Rang wasn't here, I think, when that went into effect. But basically what the assembly did, the Wrangell Medical Center was looking at going to a bank of some kind to have a line of credit, because it was, you know, there was times when they were getting close to not being able to make payroll and that kind of thing. So what the assembly did was put up a line of credit with 0% interest as the payback. So if Wrangell Medical Center and if the assembly wanted to do that, you could pay that out of that thing and then make payments back to that if you wanted to do that instead.
Yeah. The advantage of that too, from the facilities aspect too, is that if our finances improve, you know, that we could actually pay that out a bit earlier and then not have the penalty associated with the as you know, we've got the cash that we can pay for. That's, you know, but with the way our payer system is, you know, that, you know, you never know whether they want to write the check that month to us to pay the bill. So
and I appreciate you keeping it in-house, I really do. I just think we need to all cooperate because it's tight all across, and if we cooperate, we save you 5%, 6%, you know, man, that's a good thing. So I would like to see us investigate that if at all possible. Do I need to modify the motion or?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm multiplying this out correctly, $2,635.96 for 60 months is $158,157.60. What would it cost if we just bought it outright?
It's in there.
The price for the two pieces of equipment was $136,000.
So we're saving over $20,000.
Buy it. Yeah.
$136,720.
Go ahead.
Okay, and basically under the stipulations that the assembly approved, that all the hospital would have to do is make a request of us. It wouldn't have to come to the assembly.
Perfect.
We would go ahead and give them the money to do that. We just report that to the assembly, and we can, we'll report as payments are made and that kind of thing. I think that's the only stipulations that were required.
Were you aware of this line of credit?
I was aware, just reading, you know, reading
the details,
you know,
fair enough. Well, I think originally it wasn't really in our minds. When we came up with this, we were thinking more covering payroll or, you know, emergency funds. But I think it's an exceptional way to do that and save you guys almost 20 grand in financing costs.
I appreciate it.
So our choice is to vote this down?
So there's...
Let you go make your request for the line of credit?
You can vote it down, or Assembly Member Blake can remove his motion with the approval of Prasanka's second.
Yeah, could we just strike it and say that we will approve the outright purchase? How you get the money then if you access a line of credit? Bake sales, whatever.
The request of withdrawal of his motion and you act, what's your approval?
You don't have to make an approval to purchase.
That's right.
No, I mean to...
But
since we have a motion, he has to withdraw.
Assembly Member Blake would have to withdraw his motion.
What's the difference between that and just voting it down?
You can do that too.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do it. Once you vote the motion down, it's understood. He just has to send me a request.
So we don't need to do any further action?
No, you don't need to do any further action.
Let's vote it down.
I just want to clarify though, because under the municipal code, create this as an annual 25 grand, I have to have your guys' permission. So whether I purchase it,
so any expenditure over $25,000 for capital, expenditure over $25,000 needs to come before us, okay?
Yeah. So can he send his motion, him second, and a new motion be made all at the same time?
Well, after that's done.
He has to withdraw with his approval, then someone else can make a new motion.
Motion to approve this to go to Jeff for approval. Right?
All right, I'll withdraw my motion.
Do you approve that, Mr.
I approve it. And I would like to make a new motion that the hospital purchase, that the hospital, let me just get back to where the original was. You have it there, Daniel?
Yes.
I just lost my, you want to say it?
Slide 67. Make a new motion that the hospital just buy this equipment outright, obtaining funds through their line of credit with the city manager.
With the approval of the assembly.
With the approval of the assembly.
For the amount.
Whatever.
That's what we're doing that.
For
a total purchase price of $136,720.
My concern is I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I need the piece of equipment, but you know, if I can negotiate a better price, and I'm kind of, I want to be able to, you know, or
you can do it for less than that.
My quote is roughly,
we need a second.
It's a little over 60 days old. It may be a little different. So if I can just, I don't know, have some, you know, some wiggle.
We need a second.
So not to
move it along. Motion.
Okay. Yeah.
I would just make a friendly amendment to that motion stating that up to and not to exceed
$150,000.
We need a second on that.
Second.
We moved in second. Any discussion on the amendment?
Just as a matter of point of order, I don't believe that, I don't know if it's necessary for the motion to contain how the funding is obtained, because that is full. You have full access. We do not need to see you back saying we want to get this money. That really the only thing that we're currently approving is the purchase of this lab equipment up to $160,000.
Correct.
And that's really, in essence, that's it. So I want you to know we don't expect you to come back and say, and now can I get $160,000?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. When we did this, they had to have our permission to go over $25,000. That's why we're doing this.
No.
Yes.
For capital expenditures.
For the purchase, to purchase it, but not with the funding.
But the funding's there.
The funding's there. They can access as much of the funding as they want, up to $500,000.
But it will come back to the assembly in a report.
Okay. We don't have to prove each one.
Okay. Great. Yep.
Okay. Any further discussion? Can poll, please.
We're going to pull vote on the amendment.
Amendment, yes.
Okay. Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Now the
main motion, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. 13E, approval of the proposal received for the government accounting software and conversion from prior system.
Make a motion to authorize the borough manager to enter into an agreement with Computer Works NFP Solution for the government accounting software and conversion from prior system to convert the city's accounting system to the AccuFund Pro accounting suite for the average annual cost of $30,297.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? What are we paying now, Jeff?
The current system we have, we pay probably $6,000 a year for the basically the license fee and all that. Now this, he's averaged that out. The front end cost is going to be more, and then I believe that the actual software license cost on a, he compared the 5 years because the two we were looking at are structured differently how they charge, but the front end cost is going to be more than 30, the training and all the up, the initial thing, and then that ongoing cost, I believe with this outfit, is roughly about $10,000 a year. Plus, you pay for any maintenance or any technical service that you get. The other one that we were looking at, I think it's like $25,000 a year on the license part, and the technical service, if you need help or whatever, is included in that cost. The other one, you pay an hourly thing, and based on what we use. I think the first couple of years you're going to have, you know, more. But after that, you know, we rarely call the service people unless there's some little issue that we have. And so we were looking at that, and this seems like over the five-year period, Lee has a bunch of comparisons there, but it looked like it would be a lot cheaper. The other one probably is like buying a Cadillac and a Chevy. It's this one does everything we need to do. It will do it fine. It will do it way better than anything we have now. The current system is going to be obsolete. They'll no longer service it after 2017. And it takes about anywhere 9 months to a year to get on their schedule for the conversion. So we're kind of on borrowed time already. But it is something that we just, you know, we have to do because we can't, they won't maintain it after that. So, you know, each year when you come to do the new tax tables for payroll and all that, they just won't have them and you won't have the information you need. So.
I know it's kind of a moot point, I guess, but how long can we expect this system to be good for before we have to buy another one?
Well, the last one we had, we bought in 1996, and a lot of it was still based on the old DOS, still is based on the old DOS system, which Windows has been in existence forever, but because another company bought that out, they really haven't made any things. We'd had that for 20 years, and you know, we got by with it, and it did a lot of good things, but there's things that it didn't do very well and still doesn't do very well. So, you know, I'm guessing we should have this for, you know, a pretty long time. And Lee and I actually went to Craig and sat down with the finance director over there, and she actually went through it. She uses it, and they have quarterly meetings where you can get on their website when they do it, and people make suggestions. You know, it'd be nice to get this change or that. She said then their people start working on those changes if there's enough people that say this needs to be changed or done different or whatever. And so they seem to be pretty proactive in all three communities that we talked to. Dillingham, Seward, and Craig are all about the same size as Wrangell, and they all liked it, and they liked the people they dealt with, and they've been around for, I think, 13, 14, 15 years, I think since 2001, about 15 years. So, you know, they've been around a while and seem to be successful, so.
Good. Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Prusanka?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the fiscal year 2016-17.
Move to approve the capital budget request list for fiscal year 2016-17 as presented.
One second.
What are we laughing?
You didn't let me finish.
I'm trying to pull you up here.
Capital budget.
Here.
Do we have a second?
We got one. Prusanka seconded.
No. The only thing I second, any discussion? Yes.
Well, I've got a lot to talk about this one. No, the only thing that I'd ask about, that I ask about every time, is to bring up again our aging fire equipment. And both of our trucks are old, and although they look shiny and new, we polish them up. We try to keep them moving along, but I'd really like to see us try to do something. I know Carol at one point was looking at some potential grants. I guess that was the last year we talked about that. But I was just in Metlakatla over the weekend. They ran some gravel through one of their truck. My gravel got in the water line, took out their pump, and they lost an entire truck down. They can't get parts for it anymore. There's problems with it, and they're down to one truck there. And I really worry about, you know, we got a much larger area, and so I'd like to see us, if we can, to move that up or come up with some strategies for replacing that life-saving equipment. And I know the battle cry is, well, you hardly ever use it. But when I roll into Wrangell Medical Center and I see that defibrillator sitting there, it hardly ever gets used. But when I need it, I want it to work. And it's the same with a fire truck. You need them to work. So I'd like to see it move up.
I want to see it work, too.
That's right. Mark Mitchell knows firsthand.
Can you do more bake sales?
More bake sales.
Just a comment. As everybody knows here, it could move up a long ways in the likelihood of getting it from the state. And the reason one and two are there, because one, there is currently money in the governor's budget for that item. Shoemaker Bay is something there is money there for, and the legislature may axe that. Item number two, there is, DEC has money for water mains and things like that, because most of that is federal money that is passed through, so we've made those the top ones. Certainly we can move up the fire truck, but again, unless there's some federal funding,
it's not going to get funded.
Like so many things, we've got buildings, public safety building, the pool building. There's a lot of things. I mean, you look at this list, and someone could give us $100 million, and it wouldn't be enough. So,
but I can see some things. Maybe the parking lot could go in front of that. There's some things in there we could probably push that up a little.
I see the ozone generator, we just purchased one. Is this an additional one?
Yes. And actually the amount is going to be less, because we did just purchase one out of the budget, and it was budgeted, and we need another one. And the only thing on that is we still are waiting for the pilot study to be done. So if they, I think no matter what we do, they probably will use the ozone generator technology. So, but we can, I mean, that's the assembly's choice. The one thing I will tell you that we have to, Carol and Amber work on this, because most of them are Amber's projects, but putting it in the state's CAPTIS system, we probably are going to limit that to like the top 10 or something, just because we know there is no money. I mean, there is no capital budget. So,
I think one of the things, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
I think for me, it's sort of a spirit thing as well, that, you know, I've written quite a few grants for the fire department over the year, and if this is number 18 on our city's list, and I'm trying to get someone to
pony up some dollars to help us out, and it's 18 on the list behind a parking lot. It doesn't look like much of a need. And, you know, the chief has told me that they're getting old. I mean, we bought them used, and they're getting very old. So, we, you know, I'd like to see us move it up. I'd like to see it in the top 10. I would like to see it at number 3. I think public safety is such a crucial thing. If there's no money there, what does it matter if we put it at 3? But at least it says to the state, we've got an issue, we've got a pending issue, and when those trucks don't roll out of there to go to somebody's fire, we can say, hey, we've been, look, number 3, we've been trying to get the money. We'll come to yours, Mark, I promise. We'll be there for you.
No, and again, that's the assembly's prerogative to...
The backup generator thing that we talked about a while back and stuff, what I see it's down the list quite a ways too, but I was kind of under the impression that that was something like that we were bound by, that we had to actually do. Like, we have to supply power, is that right?
Mr. Mayor? First of all, I can tell you there's probably a one chance in a million that you'd ever get funding from the state for electrical generation. You can for water, sewer, sanitation, other things, but electrical, you just don't get grants for electrical things. It was put on here just to show there is a need, but likely what is going to happen there is, you know, you're going to have to probably bond for that or raise rates and or both. And so I just don't see any other way to pay it, because you're looking at $2.5 million. They've got a, you know, 1.2, and they've got all this other work they've already got to get done. So I think, you know, I don't think you need to raise rates now, but certainly, you know, that's probably in the horizon when you decide you're going to do that generation, because you're going to have, you know, $2.5 million or whatever to tie all that in and do the work. So.
Well, the only reason I say that is because when we were talking to Clay and stuff, and he's talking about getting approval to build a hospital, you know, and this is still going on, that's going to go on that feeder, which is not going to be enough to supply that power on that feeder no matter what. So you're going to have to buy this thing before that even thing ever gets put online.
Like I said, there's lots of lots of needs and not enough money, so...
Well, I agree with you. I think we can bump that fire up. But I'm surprised he said number 3, which is the pool. That was your pet.
One of my babies, but yeah.
But yeah, if you want to sacrifice the pool, let's put the fire truck there.
I don't care about children. We can always bucket brigade from the pool to the fire.
Well, this is the time to get, if any changes are made, this is the time to do it, because this will be going to the legislature next month.
Well, I would like to see the fire truck moved up, and I'd like us to get a realistic cost, because I can tell you right now, that's not a realistic cost for a pumper. That's pretty low. But I also, if there's grants or stuff that I don't know about that we're working on and it's in the works, Carol, I know it's tight.
You
want
to talk to? Sure. There are 2 potential sources, but there are also sources for other projects as well. So it comes down to what are the priorities and what would be applied for. Yeah.
Just one comment on that. One of the grant sources that she looks at, you can only do one per year and only have one outstanding at one time. So if you're going to do that, I think fire and safety is kind of a high priority with them. So anyway, you could fix the public safety building, which
package it, throw it into one.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I also think that it helps writing grants if we show it as a priority as a community. Mm-hmm. If it's up there at number 3, that shows that this is a priority. And you know, I've gotten a fairly grave picture from Tim in terms of the condition of our. I mean, they're serviceable and they should squirt water, but they're getting old. And it's better to start planning now, to replace one now and one in another 5 years than to have them both go down and be, but I know everything's like that.
So you're saying when, as I'm getting older, it's time to replace me?
Well, I will point out you're at the hospital the day after your vacation. Where are your crutches?
In my office. I'm doing better.
So are you making an amendment?
I'd like to amend that the fire trucks get moved to number 3 and that we determine from the fire chief and administration an appropriate price for replacement of one truck.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I would like to put a friendly amendment to that, is that we put it with public safety building. Can we lump those together and make it a more of a part? You can't lump them together.
One is equipment, one is construction.
Okay. I withdraw.
Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Calling vote on the amendment. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Is there any further discussion on the list as it, as amended?
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay. Attorney's file is provided to the assembly. Executive session we have none, and adjournment at 8:22.